and Livsha, and Rizmaron's daughter.
Okay, Reish Lamed Tes, Beis. The Dafra Hatkufa Kosha B'Yosef B'Chaim. Specifically, the most difficult period in a person's life. Hatkufa Hagdoila Haruya Liknes B'Shleimus Ruchnis. That specific period in life is the period that is most appropriate for a person. That is most. That is the period when the person can acquire spiritual perfection. That is the time that a person can accomplish, and not only will he be able to ascend the mountain of Hashem, but he will also be able to remain on the mountain.
Is this the last tekufa of the four?
No, he's in that middle one. The middle one. Yeah, the middle one is what's the difficult one?
Midlife.
Yep. This nine mekolan yonam ha'artziyim ha'chomriyim. That means to remain on the mountain means to shake oneself off of all of the earthly and physical matters. Meaning that a person should be attached to them. Shaking oneself off of being attached to physical matters. Right? The period that is the most difficult, that is the most
turbulent.
The one that is the most turbulent, that is the most important. And that is the most appreciated by the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what Hashuva means. It's most choshev to Hashem. If we're able to,
critical,
yeah.
Spiritual.
Tamad Avar. The reason for this is Kama Shamru Chazal, as Chazal say, a pasuk in Amam Perik Beis the Tshuva, and Amam Paskin so in the second Perik of Tshuva. Ezo Yit Tshuva Gemura. What is considered a whole Tshuva? Bois a Perik, Bois a Makam, Bois a Isha. When a person comes back to the same situation again. I mean, the same part, the same period of his life, in the same place, and with the same woman, and he refrains to not do the avera. That's when the person knows that he did full tshuva. Who's the Shleim Amar? It is upon this that Shleim Amalek says is chodes beirachal b'mei b'chudei secha. Remember Hashem in your years of bachrus, in your young years. That's the Ba'isa Perik. It means that full tshuva is if you're in the same, in that same period, and you're able to restrain. That's real tshuva. Vim le'shava the b'mezik nusai. It says the Rambam though, but if the person only does tshuva in his older years, chulu, aval pi.
So you weren't doing it.
You didn't get the next text.
That's funny, I didn't get the first text, I only got the second one.
let's just talk about it for 10 minutes.
Aval pi she'eina tshuva gemura. Even though it's not full tshuva, they call makam me'elas iloi, nevertheless, it still works. The explanation is, k'mash kosev, harav ha'kodesh b'koshnitz, z'chiz yogan adainu, as the Koshnitz Samagid writes in the Sefer of Avodas Yisrael, v'enyan tshuva. The Koshen Samagid says that tshuva is similar to kashering. Chazal say like this. It's actually based on the pasuk. Right. It says that, and Chazal say that that you have to kasher a vessel in the same way that it absorbed the iser. So if it's a keli that is used in cold, so then you can just wash it off with the cold water. That's how you get rid of the iser. If it's a keli that is used with hot liquid, then the way to purge it is with hot liquid. And if it's used with fire directly, like a frying pan or a spit, then it's got to be placed in fire. Right. Yes, davar shetashmisha yivchamen v'chulu. Davar shetashmisha beish malamen beish. Shekabud ekach polta. The same way it absorbs, that's the same way it gives out whatever it absorbed. Chena tshuva says the kodesh the magid. Same way with tshuva. Tzricha liyos kfir etichas adam laaver. The way the person does tshuva has to be with that same. With that same enthusiasm that he had to the Avera, that's how he has to do mitzvah. In Retichas Adam, if the boiling of the blood at the time of the Avera was with a fire of desire, so then the tshuva needs to be the same way, in order to give out that he has absorbed through the avera, it has to be with that same desire and same avera, that same enthusiasm.
Meaning, so why is he putting the koshnitz and magid against the Rambam? He's saying.
Explaining the Rambam.
He's saying, I can only affect tshuva in that period. In my middle, when I was young, because that's when my Yetzer Hara was really burning. So the tshuva can only work in that.
So what he's saying is ordinarily you learn the Rambam that the second Nisoyan, meaning, well, the Rambam, without the Kodesh Zemagi, what the Rambam is saying is that if you want to do the real tshuva, you have to prove to yourself that you would never do the Aver again. Now, if you did the Aver when you were 20, and the next...
No, Rambam is not talking about time. He's talking about place.
What is a perik?
But a perik there means circumstances. I got to go back to the same circumstances where she was waiting for me.
Perik means in the same years.
You got to go back in the same years.
Right.
Then what is the koshnitz adding?
Oh, 1 second. So, according to the Rambam, so what the Rambam is saying is that let's say if the person did the Aver when he was 20 and now the Nisoyan repeats itself when he's 50 and he's able to refrain. Well, look, the Rambam says that's not perfect tshuva. You don't have that same taiva that you had when you were 20.
Yeah, right.
So the tshuva is not gemura. It's a good tshuva, says the Rambam, but not that's not the preferable tshuva. Real tshuva is if for the same years when you're still you're still youthful and you still have the same desires and you don't do it, that's
and
real
the
tshuva.
Same woman,
right? Same woman, same place, everything. Now, the Kodesh Zemagid says that the reason for it being in the same perek is not because that nisayon has to repeat itself. It's just that the same fire that you have to kedush to avera, you can use that same fire to kedusha. That's what Kodesh Zemagid is saying. So it's in those same years that you're going to have that excitement for kedusha too. So in order to be able to purge yourself of the excitement that you had to the Avera, you have to have that same excitement to Kedusha.
And he's also saying that the fire that moves you towards Kedusha is the same that moves you towards Arayas. That's the radical.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's what he was talking about yesterday. Yeah. That's what the brother was talking about yesterday in Prioritz. That's the whole point yesterday was...
Well, you definitely...
A man is measured by the...
By the content
his lavas he brings to his gashmis, that's the same his lavas.
Yeah, right, exactly. The content of the neshama, what he was saying yesterday, is your desire. Powerful. What a thought.
Yeah.
The what?
Your brother was saying in a shir yesterday morning that what is the... Or from the sefer was that... What is the content of your neshama? It's your desires. So that if your desires are all gashmis, when you're after 120 put in the ground, and you no longer have access to gashmis, you're going to be bored for all eternity.
Well, wait.
Let's just qualify that.
That was his word. Bored.
No, yeah. Hold on. Let's press the button.
Wait. Let's quote him right.
That's right.
That's how he started by saying a man is measured by So the point of the Torah was you could be sitting and learning all your life and davening and doing everything, but if you don't bring that tainuk, the passion to it, then you won't have anything, the zanek al Hashem in the next world. You'll only be measured by the passion you brought to whatever you did.
Yes, that was the second stage of
that qualified
what I said
first,
is where he began.
Right. But I think the conscience of Magid is saying the same thing here. And is saying that
I think this is
direct it. It's where you direct the passion.
Right. Passion. A person.
The only thing I'm afraid is if to try to do Tshuva Gemorah, you might do the veir again. Maybe it's best just to.
This is your story of the Chassid who kept walking by the tavern.
He's not suggesting that a person place themselves in that.
Well, that's a litmus test.
Don't worry.
This is a litmus test. That's all right.
Right. If it happens again, that is and. Right. theoretically, if the person would be able to withstand that same Avera. And according to the coaches of Maggid, it has nothing to do with it doesn't necessarily.
The object of desire. It has to do with the architecture.
Right. You have, in order to be able to. In order to be able to rid yourself of the Avera that was done with such passion, one needs to be able to do tshuva with that same passion.
He once said on Simchas Torah, the dancing, the islavas you bring to the dancing, right. you must bring the same islavas that you brought to, bring to the dancing that you had brought to all the averas of the year. And if you can bring that islavas into the rikud, then you can get forgiven.
Yeah, but you can't fake it. You know, you can't fake passion. It has to. You have to actually feel the passion.
It has to be aroused.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the whole problem. Mm-hmm. We don't get aroused.
And that's why rectifying our faults has to specifically be in the most difficult period of our lives. There's another reason for this. There's a concept in Avodas Hashem, which is that according to that reward is according to effort, not according to performance.
And or results.
Or results.
How is performance different than effort?
I mean results is a better word.
Yeah.
Kol kama.
Wasn't that what you spoke about? We have to only pocketless, we have to go to this point and the Hashem takes the rest.
Right. That's all we gotta do. We gotta do whatever we can. Kol kama shoivid l'Hashem ve'itum matzav makashim yosu. So obviously if a person serves Hashem in the most difficult period of his life, that's going to be a lot more critical, a lot more, much more appreciated, and the person will be much more rewarded for that. This avodah is what comes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I mean, this is basically the word that the Chassam Sofer says, my brother mentioned yesterday. What the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants is the person's effort. And if Aharon HaKohen wasn't able to partake in the Karbonos of the Nesiim, all he could do was at least have that yearning I wish I would have been able to partake in it, and felt bad about the fact that he couldn't.
Rebbe, it's like you said on one Shabbat like 4 or 5 years ago, that Hashem looks not at success. What's success? Success is just the constant striving. It's the fight.
Yep.
That's what he's aiming for, is the fight, not whether you beat it or not.
That's why Yaakov was called Yisrael.
Because he fought.
Right.
Yisrael Omer Zdrav Nelson, as it says in Omer Zdrav Nelson, Toiv Dover Echad Betzar Memei Breivach. One thing that a person does with tzar, by painting himself, is worth more than 100 doing the same thing 100 times without comfort.
Wow.
As it is brought in Tanah Ve'Eliyahu, Shamelech also Simon, that a king once made a, he wanted to have a sign. Who is serving him out of love and who is serving him only out of fear? So he made that the entrance to him would be through a very narrow pathway. He made it so that the only way to reach him would be if a person would really have to push themselves with all of their strength, and one would only do so if they really wanted to see the king. But it's only that it is about the Malachi. Something pushing in order to pushing with all one's might in order to achieve something, someone would only do that out of love.
Like Esther coming to Israel. Push with all her might.
What?
To push, she had to push without, she had to take her life in her hand.
Right. Well, she did so out of,
right. Beyond that, she gave up on the marriage.
She gave up on everything. She thought she was giving up on Adam Hava too. The test of who is the one that loves the king is the one that will push oneself to serve Hashem in the most difficult of times. The stories that are coming out about him, Rasan Tzvi, are mind-boggling stories. Rasan Tzvi Finkel, how he served Hashem in the most, through the most difficult sickness. Just unbelievable.
He once came to me with his Parkinson's. And it was horrible. It was just horrible. And they say when he gave a shiur, the tremors just stopped. And he was able to speak. But when he came to me, he couldn't even get the words out. And so, I mean, I'm not going to tell him Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. Things I'm going to give him. And I said, yeah, you know, that we're Jewish doctors, we're not Christian doctors, so yeah, we don't split between the neshama and whatever's happening to you in the body. It's mamish. So he said, absolutely, I feel this with 100% mamish, that this is the right thing for me. I mean, the acceptance and the surrender to the disease was just, I was blown away.
My father told me yesterday that he spoke to a Talmud of Rasan Tzvi, who told my father that he was once sitting and having breakfast with him, and Rasan Tzvi wanted to pour for his Talmud a glass of orange juice. And every time he lifted the pitcher of the orange juice, since he was shaking, he had Parkinson's, it would spill, and he wasn't able to do it. So his Talmud told him, Rabbi, please, pour me some. He said, no, I want to pour for you. He kept on trying. And all of a sudden, the Talmud told my father, I just broke into tears. I started crying. So he said, what are you crying for? So he said, Rabbi, how can such a thing happen to you? So he said, I've thought about that a lot myself. So he said, I think it happened to me because I love learning Torah so much that it was no challenge to me at all. Hashem wanted my Torah learning to be a challenge, so he gave me the ABC guys.
But I mean, I think that we can learn from that we get hit specifically in the places where we think it's coming easy. I mean, I think that's, we can take a Musa Haskell from that. You've got to watch out, you know. You think that you're good at that mitzvah, okay, just be careful.
Yeah. That's what he's saying here. It's, the most appreciated avodah to Hashem is the avodah that comes difficult to us. Yeah.
Wow. Is this a motivation for adding chumras? No. To make it more difficult?
No. It's self-imposed.
I think the opposite. He's telling you, you know, that you're going to go through turbulent times in which all these bilbulim and tivus, and it's going to be in your midlife in which I'm just, this is the map, this is the roadmap, and you got to know you're now going up the hill, and this is the test of that engine. This is the true test of that spiritual engine. Can you make this middle road, in the middle of the road to get to that journey? This is the worst part of the journey.
So making it more difficult for yourself doesn't work.
No, that's not the purpose of chumras. If anybody has a chumras, the only reason for a chumras should be because I love Hashem so much, I want to make sure I do this absolutely perfectly. That's the only reason for chumras.
Oh, and also to protect myself from slipping.
Well, that's gedarim. That's something else. That's fences. Anyways, yeah.
But it is a pessimistic. I mean, he's not here. He is not validating the struggle. He's telling you this is the struggle. Now go and do it, right?
No, but he's also telling you that
yesterday was validating the very struggle, and it was telling us that, you know, guys, you're gonna, whatever you're going through, whatever you're suffering, that's where it's at, and you know. It's a different tone than this. This is just telling you, this is the roadmap. You know, got to do it.
Yeah.
And you'll be judged.
Remember, he's saying this is the most appreciated too. He's saying that the struggle is what brings them. Things that don't that are come without a struggle are one thing with a struggle is worth more than 100 times without a struggle.
The nicest thing about this Torah is by linking it with the Arba Mashmorot Belaila, that this is the dark night of the soul, that there are four tkufas of night that we have to go through.
Yeah.
You know, that whole night metaphor is just so rich. Don't see the daylight.
Therefore, this period, what did you call it? The Sayeris? Thank you, yes. This turbulent period that is filled with desires and tirdes and distractions and confusion, he at kufa mat ima, that is the most preferable period, lalais al har Hashem. The most opportune period to be able to ascend the mountain of Hashem, Lachim Kankachai, and to stand on His holy mountain. It is the time that a person has the ability to elevate oneself over his physical strengths and above. All circumstances of that life can bring. The Skadish B'tkufa Azayis B'kedusha Al-Yayna is that a person can sanctify oneself in this period with a lofty Kedusha. Alright, stop here.